Barry Norton is the head football coach and athletic director at Texas High. He's been on the job for a dozen years or so. I talked with Coach Norton Wednesday morning about his 1-2 Texas High team and about the Wildcats, also 1-2.
It's been a rather interesting year so far. We're 1-2 right now. With a triple overtime win last week against Kilgore, it was a great ball game. We lost a last-second ball game to White House when we had to lead the ball and had a chance to run the clock out. We got a penalty that got us back where we had to punt the football, or we should have won that ball game. Then we lost the Arkansas High ball game in overtime and just didn't play very well. So we very easily could have been 3-0, but instead we're 1-2. And I thought it was important that last week we were able to win a close ball game because we lost two down-to-the-wire ball games, and we need that a little bit for confidence, I think. But our football team is not where we want it to be right now, but I don't think we're too far away. I think we have a chance to have a pretty good ball club, and right now we've got to get it all put together on the same day, and we've been unable to do that. Our consistency has been a problem for us. We've got to be more consistent offensively and defensively, and we're getting closer. We got better last week, but now it's time for district play, and it's time to put it all together.
I know Coach Owen said he wished he had, kind of one more non-district game, but with this big district we've got, it just doesn't allow that, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I think Greg is probably in the same boat we are. You just need more reps for a younger team and a team that has some, inexperienced ball club. You need as many games in as you possibly can, and that's kind of where we are right now. If we, I felt like if we had one more, it would sure benefit us going into district play. But everybody's got the same thing, so we've got to fight through it and find a way to survive and keep it going.
What do you think of Sulphur Springs as you've seen them this week?
Same Sulphur Springs, extremely well coached. Greg and his staff do a great job. I'm always impressed every time I plug their tape in and watch them on how hard their kids play and how well they execute their offense and what they do defensively. They offensively, everything goes through the quarterback, obviously. Guy's a four-year starter and a great player, and you can't let him beat you running around. I mean, he makes so many big plays with his feet, whether it's in the quarterback run game or if it's in the drop back, and then when he takes off with it, he's just so dangerous all the way around. So you have to protect yourself against that. And he knows the offense inside and out now, so you can tell it. The offensive line is a very good group. They're well seasoned, and again, it's just like they've been in the same offense for years, and they know it like the back of their hand, so they're really good at it. But I'm really impressed with them. I think they've gone through some of the same struggles we're going through, but I think they've got a good football team, and I think Greg's one of the finer coaches in the business.
KSST Sports.